Where will AI be in 12 or 18 months? This is Soundbites, and I'm Alan Davidson. During the recent AI summit, I interviewed Angelo Dali, founder of UnMai. He's been involved in AI for over 20 years and been part of developing some of the fundamental technology. Now, Angelo sees a bright future for AI, but he believes that the next big step will come from hybrid intelligence, also called neurosymbolic intelligence. The big difference from LLMs? Hybrid intelligence uses LLMs, but its foundation is traditional logic, and that means that we can understand what the machine is doing and how it gets to its answers. Oh, and it's got another big advantage. It doesn't hallucinate. I hope you enjoy this interview, and I'd love to hear any thoughts or comments that you may have about it. I'm Alan Davidson for CBS News. Content has been edited for clarity and listenability. And now, on to Angelo Dali.
At the moment, at the present moment, there is a class of high-impact applications, I call them, where the results of a bad decision can lead to loss of a lot of money or harming people's lives, or both. And this high-impact application, say, for example, in finance, in healthcare, in autonomous systems, have three main blockers that are preventing the adoption of modern AI in them. One is trust and transparency, because AI right now is this mysterious, opaque object that no one really truly understands how it works, the internet. The other one is the data use and efficiency. You need a lot of data, you need a lot of money to actually run and train the AI, which makes it unsustainable. And the third one is regulatory compliance. How do you comply with human values, with what we actually wanted to do? How do you ensure that we can govern over AI? And this led us to the solution, basically. How do you overcome this? Which is based on something called neuro-symbolic AI. We're calling it hybrid intelligence because it sounds better than the technical term. And neurosymbolic AI, what it does is to use the good things of deep learning, which are based on neural networks, together giving it a more human-like approach towards reasoning, giving it symbolic logic, the power of logic. And by having this, this unlocks the principle of control. Because once you understand something, you can control it. Once you can control it, you can trust it.
So really what you're solving is trust.
Exactly. How do we trust AI? How do we trust AI? Not with something that has no consequence. I mean, if you're writing a poem and you don't get it right, there is very little consequence to it. But if the consequence of not getting the decision-making right is impactful, a plane crashing, harming someone, hitting someone with a car, a robot in a manufacturing context doing something wrong and destroying something in the oil and gas industry, you know, like blowing up something by mistake, or in a financial setting, just losing a lot of money, or maybe, you know, impacting just an individual's lives if you're deciding whether to give someone a bank loan or not. If you mistakenly reject such an application, you're impacting someone's life significantly.
Why can't it get more accurate? And is this a problem that has a solution?
The way that an LLM works is by trying to predict the future. What is the next word that I should write? So it looks back at the past, it looks back at the whole prompts that you've written, the whole documents that you've input into that session, and tries to predict what it should say next. However, this does not have any certainty. It works just on probabilities. And this is the key core problem that is being solved when you give AI, modern AI, reasoning capabilities, but reasoning based on certainty, not just based on probability. And this is a key thing. If, say, you're trying to run a plane using an AI system, a modern one, you don't want it to be just 99.9% reliable. You want it as close to 100% as possible.
Let's try and get in simple terms. What is a neurosymbolic actually mean?
Currently, when you look at, for example, how an LLM works, you get the neural part that is trying to predict the future. So neural networks are fantastic at predicting what is going to happen next. But they do this on the basis of probability. It's going to look at the different likely outputs and select one. However, the symbolic part is actually working on certain knowledge. So it's going to do reasoning, say A goes to B, B goes to C, so A goes to C. It's going to have that certainty that you get sort of when you're writing a mathematical proof, when you have mathematical scientific knowledge. So how neurosymbolic works is that when the system detects it needs to predict something that deals with uncertainty, it uses the neural part. When it knows that it needs to predict something with certainty, it hands over to the symbolic part.
So it's like teamwork between the two. That's why you call it a hybrid, sorry.
Yes, exactly. This is why we're calling it hybrid. And also because it can collaborate with people as part of that system. So nowadays we kind of have removed people as a direct part of that equation, of that system. But what a hybrid intelligence system can do is also know its limits, know when even the certain part it's not sure of what it's saying, and be able to what we're calling selective deautomation, to actually ask people for help. I can handle, say, most of the cases, but in this case that I'm seeing, I am not totally sure. Humans, help me out here. Tell me actually what I should do. And this is something that is very important because it also makes the system learn faster by asking people directly for help rather than, you know, just getting a lot of examples that you need to feed it in. And the difference is stark. So, you know, most people learn how to drive in, say, 2 to 4 months, roughly, of driving lessons. If you look at current systems, self-driving cars, they need around like 2,000 years of footage of driving and examples. It's obvious that something has to change because this doesn't make any sense to actually need 2,000 years of data to learn something that people learn in 2 to 4 months. And we do it because we have the symbolic part, we have the reasoning part as part of our brain. And what we're trying to do is actually emulate the way that we reason and thus reduce this amount of data needed. And from the results that we've been having over the last 4 years testing it, we normally need 90% less data than current systems do to perform at the same level of performance. And this is a huge step in making AI more sustainable, needing less data, and also being more adaptable to changing situations.
Which areas do you think are the areas that will benefit most as you start this up?
All the application areas, all the industries that have some form of regulation or high impact are going to benefit most. So things like finance, insurance, healthcare, where whenever you have something that's going to impact people's lives. If you look at things like defense, autonomous systems, manufacturing, where you can make, you know, one mistake and cost you a lot of money by repeating the mistake very quickly and have real world consequences. All of those industries, which are generally either regulated or have some kind of industry self-regulation, those industries will benefit most. And that represents a big chunk of commercially useful application.
How long do you think it'll be before systems like you're talking about can roll out in actual use?
I think that we've been seeing a lot of talk, for example, about agentic systems and about AI that can actually use agents to do something in the real world. And hybrid intelligence, in fact, is a perfect system to support this kind of intelligent agent. So I actually think that this year, by the end of this year, we're going to see systems being rolled out based on neurosymbolic AI. And I think they're going to be the rage in the next 2 years.
So when you look into the future, 12 or 18 months from now, what do you see as the big practical benefit that hybrid intelligence will bring to you and to me and to all the other users?
Current AI systems just give you a prediction. They give you an answer. Hybrid systems give you the answer, but they accompany it with an explanation and a justification. How did you actually get to that particular answer? And the availability of this explanation allows us to give new properties to AI. One of my favorites is the ability that the AI agent will be able to introspect, will be able to think it through in kind of its imaginary world, because it doesn't have an imaginary world right now, but then it will have one where it says, okay, if I'm going to take this sequence of actions, what is going to be the consequence? What is going to be the outcome? So effectively giving AI, teaching AI how to think, how to imagine about something, I think this is going to be the next big thing, because that's how we reason things out, how we think things through. And being able to have an AI that thinks like us, it's important for us to being able to understand and predict how the AI is going to react. And this is also a key thing. If we want to have AI that truly works hand in hand next to us, we need to be able to predict how this robot, how this whatever system we have, actually is going to react reliably.